Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so that I can locate the account?
42127.
Thank you. So that was 42127?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name, please?
Linda Cawthorn. Cawthorn.
Thank you. And so that I can make sure I've located the correct account, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
Post Office Box 268, Cave City, Kentucky. 42127.
Thank you. And how may I assist you?
I wanted to see about changing the card that you all, I have the automatic quarterly shipment, and I wanted to see if I could change the billing card.
Well, I'd be more than happy to look into seeing about doing that for you, if you will give me just one moment.
Okay.
I really do want to thank you for your patience, as I do apologize that that is taking me just one moment.
Okay.
Okay, and I really do want to thank you for your patience. So as I was looking into that, I did check with my supervisor. It does look like the system that you are currently in, we are moving
yes.
away from. So I would actually have to get you put over into our new system. So that will take us just a moment. We could definitely get that done so we could update that card.
Okay. So what do you mean you're moving away from?
So, yes, what I was saying is the current system that we use to locate accounts, keep up with the
yes.
customer's information and all, we're no longer using the one that you are in. We've moved to a different system, and I would have to get you moved over, in your account moved over into that system.
Okay. Okay.
And I really do want to thank you for your patience. So I've spoken with my supervisor to make sure before we do get everything moved over that we were doing everything correctly. So it does look like that your next shipment is set to process out on 3-1. However, if we go ahead and get you moved over today, it would go ahead and bill and process that today.
Okay. I still have a month supply, so can I pick the date that I want it shipped?
So if you're not wanting it billed and processed today, you would actually have to call back on the date you're wanting it billed and processed, as when we do transfer you over and get that done, it would bill and process that and go ahead and ship it out.
Okay, so you can't change the shipping date is what you're saying.
Yes, I'm sorry. Once it processes, we wouldn't be able to change the date then. We would only be able to change a shipping date for any coming orders.
For any what now?
For any future ones. We'd be able to change the shipping date for any future ones once we get you moved to the new system. But when we move you to the new system, it is going to go ahead and charge you for your next shipment that day. And when it charges you, we're not able to change that date. It would go ahead and process it and ship it.
And then I can call back and move it up for the next one. Is that what?
Yes, if you are wanting to go ahead and do it today, we could go ahead and get that moved over, get it built, and it would ship out. And then since you're saying you still have some, you can call and get the next one moved if you would like.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and do that. And this is a health savings card account. But I still think it will pay because this is a pharmaceutical place, you know, and I'm buying medicine.
Yes, we can definitely see if we can get it to go through.
Okay.
And give me just a second. While we are getting everything moved over, I do want to make sure I'm getting the correct product. It does look like you have the Omax 3 Ultra Pure, correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, will it still be the same price?
If you'll give me a second, I can see what price we do have it at the moment. So it will take me just a second to see if we are getting it for the same price.
Okay.
Okay, so it does look like that the promotion you currently have is not a promotion that we are offering at this time. So it does look like the price when we do get it moved over would be $95.88 every 3 months.
Okay, I'm not so sure that I'll keep getting it then. I'm not so sure. That's a little pricey.
Well, I do completely understand. If you'll give me a second to check with my supervisor to see if there is a discount they may have available that we may be able to do, it will take just a moment.
Okay.
And I really do want to thank you for your patience. That is just taking them one moment to get back to me.
Okay. Yeah, I really don't want to put any more into it. If so, you know, I may just have to start just buying it at the local pharmacies.
Yes, I do completely understand. So it is just taking them a second to get back to me. And while I'm waiting on them to get back to me, was there anything else I could assist you in?
I can't think of anything.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I know. I think I've been with you all a few years.
Okay, and my supervisor did get back to me, and they did inform me that it will take them just a moment to check and see if we have anything that we may be able to do. So it'll be
okay.
Just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, and my supervisor did inform me they do believe they may see something. However, they are double-checking that for me to make sure they are giving me the correct information.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. That's pretty neat that you have them on standby that you can communicate with there.
Yes, it does really help when there is an issue like this that comes up.
Yes.
And I really do want to thank you one more time for your patience, since this is taking just a moment.
You are so welcome.
I really do want to thank you for your patience. They are checking to see exactly what the new pricing would be with that, with what they found for me, so it'll take just
okay.
a moment.
Okay.
Okay, so I really do want to thank you for your patience. So my supervisor did get back to me. They did inform me that what we would be able to do is we would be able to issue a 10% discount on that price. So it would bring that down $9.58. So it would bring it down from $95.88 down to $86.30. However, what we would have to do is we'd have to get the account created and placed with that $95.88, and then we'd be able to refund the 10%, and all future shipments would come directly at the $86.30. We do just have to get the account created before we can apply the discount.
So the first one's going to be the $90.
What we'll be able to do is we would process it for $95.88, but then I'd be able to issue a refund for the $9.58. So you would still get it at the $86.30 price. It would just be we'd have to charge it as $95.88 and refund the difference.
Refund it back to the card?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. We'll try that.
Okay. Great. Okay, and is the P.O. box still the shipping address?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. So I do want to make sure that I do have that correctly. Do you mind verifying that for me?
Post Office Box 268, Cave City, Kentucky, 42127.
Thank you. And I do thank you. Is that just taking me a second to get that placed into the new information? That was Kentucky and the zip code 42127. Okay, and would you like to add a phone number?
270-670-4825.
Thank you. Okay, and may I have the card information?
Okay. 5285-7300-1617-3616.
Thank you. The expiration date, please.
January 2025.
Thank you. And the CVV, please.
Okay. On the back, there is a 3616, and then there's 3 zeros. So I'm not sure on that.
I think you said that was 3616?
Yes. And then there's, like, some spaces, and then there's 3 zeros.
Thank you. And that'll take you just a second to see if we can get that processed.
Okay.
Okay, and our system did come back and inform me that the transaction has been declined.
Okay. Did you try that three? Did you put all those numbers in?
The CVV, it will only allow up to 4 digits. So I tried the 3616.
Okay. Should you try the 3 zeros? And see what happens.
I can definitely see if that would go through for me. It will take just a second.
Okay.
Yes, it is still informing me the transaction has been declined.
Okay, so more than likely I won't be able to use this health spending account card, will I? I'll just have to use a regular credit card.
Yes, it does look like that card may not be able to be used.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me find another one here. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Okay. 4147-0980-6760-2540.
Thank you. May I have the expiration date?
June 2023.
Thank you. And the CVV, please.
590.
Thank you. Okay, it does look like that did go through, so if you'll give me just a second and we can get that difference refunded for you, it'll take me 1 second.
Okay.
I really do thank you for all of your patience, as this is taking me so long to get everything processed for you. And I did get that processed for you, and you should see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And was there anything else I could assist you with?
That'll be it. So when I get this order, then I can call and change my shipping date, right?
Yes, once that you receive that one, I would recommend going ahead and calling, and you can just get that change.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else I could assist you with?
No, ma'am.
Well, I really do want to thank you for calling OMAX Health, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
And you too. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.